I'm going to tell you something here in just a minute that's going to prevent you and all of us, because I don't feel like there is anyone who is not in this category, from being an uncultured swine.
Oh, okay. Yeah, none of us want to be that.
No, really, I don't know who makes the rules in all this, but according to this one guy, we have been doing something incorrect our entire lives.
Oh, wow.
All right. And now it's time
sounds jarring.
To not be uncultured swine this morning.
Hey, beep. Cheerio.
And be a more cultured, civilized human. All right.
Yeah, we're going to do that.
So I'm telling you this so you can go through the day and you can be like, you know what? You can just take this information. You can use it however you wish. If you want to continue being uncultured swine, that's fine.
Okay.
You know what? Let your freak flag fly, right?
Not our fault, though.
If you want to graduate into a more cultured and civilized world, this is what you need to do. You ready? Okay. You have been buttering your bread wrong your entire life.
How so, sir? I feel like there's limited ways to do that, isn't there?
Etiquette expert Dr. Clinton Lee explains how you should actually butter. Well, here, before I get Dr. Clinton Lee, how do you do it?
There's one of two ways, depending on the product you're using. I have a spray butter. You can just spray it. There you go. Or
let's assume you're not using some weird spray butter.
Listen. Delicious. Or you take the little knife and you shave off the top and then wipe it on your toast.
Yeah, you spread it on your bread.
Spread it on your toast with a knife.
Listen, you're not doing anything I haven't done for my entire life.
Only heathens do it any other way.
Apparently, Kelly, we are the heathens. According to Dr. Clinton Lee.
What we should do, take the bread, take the entire piece of butter, place it onto your plate.
Now listen, he's got a British accent, so I feel like he's speaking truth.
He's got to be the expert.
Absolutely.
This is where the saying comes from, breaking bread. So you break the bread into small pieces, mouth size, bit of butter, butter it, perfect, and that's how it should be done.
Okay, so he's saying you literally take the pat of butter that you're going to use, and you're going to put it on your plate, and then you butter each individual piece as you bring it to your mouth.
You butter the bite, not the entire piece.
Exactly. That is how to live a cultured, sophisticated life.
That feels like so much more work.
Well, again, I don't know who made this rule, but apparently Dr. Clinton Lee wants you to not be an uncultured swine anymore.
He's trying to start a movement. A buttering bread movement.
A buttering bread movement.
I don't know if it's going to catch fire, but listen, that just seems like, first of all, then everybody's got to have their own individual buttering knife, right? Which, if you're anything like that, we have one knife with the right next to the tub of butter. Everybody uses it. You just scrape it on there. Yeah, everyone's done. One pass, the entire piece. Kelly, so that every time you do bite, you've got some butter on there already. You don't have to do it every single time right before you take a bite.
Kelly, what I'm hearing is your family is a bunch of uncultured swine.
Apparently. We're heathens and pushing back. We're probably going to stay in the swine lane.
So, again, I wanted to just let you know you can use this information however you want. But from here on out, if you remain uncultured swine, it is not the fault of the Ben and Kelly Show.
What are you going to do? Are you going to stay in the uncultured swine lane, or are you going to start buttering every piece of bread?
You know what? I don't butter bread a whole lot. Oh, man, it's going to have to be a in-the-moment sort of decision. It's going to have to be a game-time decision for me, Kelly.
I feel like you're never going to have the time. You're never going to have the time it's going to take to butter every bite before you eat it. You're not going to have time to. No one's going to have their own little butter knives. You're just going to have. You're going to stay in the swine lane. You know you will. Anybody on planet Earth is just like, oh, this sounds like a great idea.
I will say.
I'm going to start buttering every bite now.
That when you've got an entire family waiting to butter their bread, that is probably the easier way to do it. You just take your own pat of butter and you pass the butter on to someone else. And so you're not sitting there holding up the line, the butter line.
Then I'm thinking now you're going to have to get everybody their own butter knife and tub of butter then.
Nah.
You know what? Missy says, when the Ben Davis and Kelly K show infiltrate your brain, was thinking in the shower this morning, am I really that weird that I alternate between facing the shower head and facing away? Yeah. You know what? It's these kinds of conversations that we start off the show with that get in people's brains. Missy, how are you going to butter your bread?
All right, so we've tweeted the video. See it for yourself. Dr. Clinton Lee explaining it all at Ben and Kelly Show. When you message us at 99.7DJX or at Ben and Kelly Show, and we put your, you know, your situation out and we talk about it, it's like you become part of our family. And we just check in and we care about you, and you're like one of ours for life. And that seems to be the case with Paul, who we got a third update from him this morning. And if you missed everything from Paul, Kelly, I don't know if you can recap it in like 30 seconds.
Paul, his girlfriend, said that her ex-boyfriend was coming to town and wanted to stay in her apartment. And yes. Paul was all like, no, girl, you can come stay at my place and the ex can stay in your apartment. And she was all like, hold up, I don't think we're ready for that. And we were all like, what? Like, why are you not wanting to stay with your current boyfriend, but it's fine to stay with your ex-boyfriend? And then, like, you were texting with Paul and Paul was texting with his girlfriend in real time on the show. Mm-hmm. And then you got an update again.
I kind of condensed everything into one message, so it's not as big of a train wreck as it was on Friday.
Oh, what do you mean? That was magic.
Was it? Okay.
That was real time, real life magic.
All right, so he says, hey, thanks for asking. After I reach out and say, hey, how is everything, you know, with your girlfriend and everything? So he says, hey, thanks for asking. So after everything went down Friday morning, she got back with me later that day, and we talked. I wasn't looking forward to this because I was thinking we were, all caps, done. Yeah, because how we left it, again, it didn't look good.
We pretty much broke up with her for him.
Yeah. So he he continues. She said she wasn't thinking about it rationally and that I kind of caught her off guard with the questions while she was at work and felt put on the spot with everything. She admitted that she understood my hesitation and was willing to tell him that he couldn't stay at her place and to just find a hotel. So, I mean, that's good, right?
Okay. But I'm still kind of wondering why that wasn't like the immediate reaction. But continue.
All right. So he continues. I asked her about when she would feel comfortable with staying at my place. Because remember, that was kind of a big thing. It was like, Kelly, you brought it up. You were like, how is she going to be cool with an ex staying with her, but not her current boyfriend?
Yeah, she mentioned that they weren't ready for that in their relationship. Mm-hmm. And I was like, huh.
Mm-hmm. I asked her about when she would feel comfortable with staying at my place. And she said she's even willing to start taking that slowly. So she's actually staying at my place this weekend. I feel much better about everything. And I'm glad her ex, at least, is getting a hotel room. Thanks again for the advice, Paul.
Okay. And then, Paul, if you're going to meet up with Mr. Ex-boyfriend, everyone should spend time together. Okay? We don't let girlfriend go have a little, you know, walk down memory lane date with ex-boyfriend without you tagging along. I feel like, you know, everyone should get to know each other.
Yeah. What you said. Because if she leaves and meets him at his hotel, that's even worse. And part of me still, again, my red flag BS detector is flying in the air. And it's like, are you listening to what we're saying?
My biggest thing is the fact that why wasn't this an immediate reaction?
Exactly. Like, that's the tell. She's telling on herself with her original knee-jerk reaction. Adriana said, you know what? I don't really agree with you guys because I get real mad real fast and then chill out and do better. So, you know, maybe that was the situation, and maybe we're crossing our fingers a little bit more that his girlfriend was a little bit put on the spot and then backed into a corner and just felt like she had to defend herself and was like, well, we're not ready for any of this, blah, 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 blah. When in reality, she's like, yeah, I mean, we're fine. So Andrew, the love doctor, always chimes in when we have these sort of situations. So, I mean, did we steer Paul in the right direction?
Your listeners are spot on. You and Kelly are spot on. I mean, it is incredible. If it walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, guess what? It's a duck.
It's a duck.
If I'm him, the flags are up.
Yeah.
She doesn't do anything with her ex without Paul. As a matter of fact, she should be wanting to introduce Paul to her ex.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what should be happening.
Yeah, this is my current boyfriend. You know?
Absolutely.
Right.
We're solid. We're strong. Yep. Everything is great. Absolutely. You guys hit the nail on the head. Fantastic, man.
Oh.
Awesome.
Andrew, the Love Doctor, I appreciate you every time you want to chime in.
You guys are fantastic. Keep on loving.
All right, thanks, buddy.
Don't you feel accomplished when we get the stamp of approval from Andrew, the Love Doctor? Because he's like really a resident expert. He's kind of, you know, our compass when it comes to all this. When he feels like that we're really on target, it just makes me feel good inside.
Yeah, a little validation there for you. So, I just wanted to keep you updated. You can catch up on everything. We've always got it posted for you, WDJX.com. Click listen. This is the part of the show where we do a setting the bar story, Kelly.
An example of what not to do or situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
And maybe I would have made the same mistake if I saw what these people saw, right? So if you can manage to make it through the day without calling the cops because of mating manatees, you're doing okay.
We have mating manatees. Those are not small animals,
right? No, but to be honest, it doesn't look like they're mating. Out of Florida, the sheriff's office has advised concerned beachgoers, hey, quit contacting us regarding the active manatees. They actually said, don't call us. We can assure you they are more than fine. Manatees actually mate in herds like these and are often near the shore.
Oh, wow. They have like a big manatee party?
Yes. It's kind of a big manatee party, right? And
what are they thinking? Maybe it's like domestic violence or something? Because it looks
mating manatees sometimes appear to be looking like they're in distress splash around. And so,
we need to get them back out to sea something, right? Yeah, they're struggling to breathe.
They're like, maybe they're attacking someone. So, maybe this is an issue. And so they call the police. And so then the police are like, yeah, those manatees, they're just horny. It's fine. And, and they advise people not to try and touch or push them.
Well, they're as much as 3,500 pounds. You're not going to be able to roll a manatee back out to sea. I mean,
shoot. I know, right, Kelly?
It's a pretty typical mating herd. It's a focal female. She's the one on the far end with a scar.
Ooh. Yeah.
But the males are trying to get underneath her, trying to find a position to mate with her. It's a very typical scene where you have males kind of climbing on top of each other, trying to get position underneath her. She's probably put some sort of pheromone in the water that attracts the males.
Yeah,
she's the hottest
one
in the neighborhood. Yeah, yeah, they're all like,
did.
Nope, she's my lady.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to be first to impress her.
Oh my gosh. So yeah, the police are like, yeah, you don't need to call us for this.
If the beaches are rocking, you don't need to come a knocking.
Right, exactly.
Wow.
Unfortunately, they don't make a sound. I did try to find the sound of mating manatees.
I was going
to
say, yeah, did you look it up on the YouTube?
I did.
Like, not even splashing?
No. Well, I mean, you heard the splashing right there with the...
You have other males out here. They'll come and go throughout the day.
Yeah.
They may leave and come back, but she'll pretty much stay in shallow water the entire time.
She's just like, come get me, big boys.
Come hither.
I mean, there are the seals mating. I have that audio.
I bet it's similar.
Yeah, I've got that. I've got dolphins mating.
That is so precious.
I got penguins mating. I mean, I have plenty of like water type animal mating sounds. However, I do not have the mating manatee sound. So
it's a healthy library of those sounds.
Yeah, I do what I can. So there you go. A little setting the bar story there. And like I said, I may have made the same mistake if I saw mating manatees right there in front of me.
You would think to call authorities like, hey, I feel like there is a situation on the beach.
Who are we kidding? I wouldn't have called.
No, you wouldn't have.
Kentucky Anna is getting clowned. Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
We got a message from Josie. It says our 7-year-old son, Ethan, has been bugging us to get a dog for a long time, but our lives are just a little too busy for that.
Okay.
So finally, my husband caved and said he could get a turtle since it seems a little less complicated.
Okay.
Ethan loves his new turtle, but his dad kind of wants nothing to do with it. Could you prank him a little bit with a phone tap? I think he'd fall for it. All LOL. Right.
Sure. I know when it comes to adding a furry member to the family, it's a big discussion. It's a big responsibility, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
We got a cat, then we got another cat, then...
Hasn't your wife added some family members without necessarily consulting you before?
We got another cat, and then we got another cat. So
we've had some turtles.
Yeah, we've had some turtles. We've had some cats. We
chicks.
Have a we had dog.
17 chicks we've had at one time.
17, yeah, chicks, baby chickens. We have, yes, and exactly. And there is responsibility, care for these animals with each one, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So Ryan's going to get a phone call from Robert Hassenpepper, who works at the pet store that sold Ethan the turtle. A little wellness check coming your way.
Hello.
Hi there, I'm looking for Ethan, please.
No, he's at school. This is his dad. Can I help you?
Oh, sure. It's Robert Hassenpepper from the pet store where Ethan bought his turtle last week. I wasn't there that day, but this was the number that was left for any follow-up.
Oh, yeah. I was with him when he got it. He saved up his allowance for a long time just to get that thing, so it's pretty special to him.
Oh, wonderful. I'm glad he's enjoying it.
Yeah, it's funny because he named it Pop-Tart. I don't know. Don't ask me why.
Well, we like to call after about a week and check in with new pet owners to see if they have any questions.
No, I don't think so. I'm at the house right now, and I'm looking at the turtle. You know, they're pretty low maintenance, right? So,
generally, yes, but they do have some basic needs that need to be met. Has Pop-Tart been eaten well?
Yeah, I mean, I guess so. We bought him some of those food pellets from your place, and then sometimes we give him leftover food from our meals here and there. Nothing too much.
All right. Does Pop-Tart seem active? He's not acting lethargic, is he?
Well, he is a turtle, and I know, you know, they're supposed to, you know, just lay there for the most of the time, uh-huh. So I couldn't tell you.
Well, how is Pop-Tart when Ethan takes him for a walk?
A walk? Come on, you don't take turtles for a walk.
Well, could you just tell me how he looks then?
I don't know. I'm looking at him now, and to me, he just looks like a turtle.
Well, he may just need some mental stimulation. So, what kind of music does Pop-Tart like?
What kind of music?
You want to stimulate his brain, you see, is they can hear quite well. I mean, I'd try singing different kinds of music to him, you know, and see what he responds to.
I think I'll leave that part to Ethan. You know, it's his turtle, and you know, he can sing to it as long as he wants.
Okay, well, I understand. Before I let you go, we got to talk about condoms.
I'm sorry, what?
What?
Yeah, your turtle is going to be out for walks or a roam in the backyard. He may encounter a female turtle, and, well, you know how it goes, nature.
Oh, no, we're not going to be having any baby turtles.
Well, of course, you're not going to plan on it. Don't be silly. Pop-Tart's a male. But if he fathers baby turtles, you know, as his owner, you would be responsible for those babies.
Oh, are you for real right now?
Well, you should know that female turtles have several babies at a time. You know, and that could be a lot of maintenance.
Pop-Tart, not going to be making any babies.
Well, that's good. And the way to be sure is to fit them with some turtle protection.
No.
Now the turtle reproductive organs are in his tail, and well, we sell these little sheaths that you can just kind of slip right on there.
Oh,
and
God, that's
well, I don't understand. What's the problem?
The problem? What's the problem? I'll tell you what the problem is. Okay, this is my son's turtle. It's a pet. I'm not gonna sing to it, and I'm sure as hell not gonna put any turtle condom on it.
Well, I didn't mean to upset you, Ryan. When Josie told us to call you, we had no idea.
Wait, Josie told you to call? Wait, this is a joke?
Hey, Ryan, hi, it's Ben Davis calling from 99.7 DJX. Hello?
Really? Oh, my goodness, I can't believe I fell for that.
Oh, my gosh, I can't believe you did either. I mean, gotta make sure. that you are prepared.
Just so you know, those are legitimate noises from nature. Like, that's what can happen.
That's
just
right.
Want you to be aware.
Oh, shoot. All right. Well, enjoy your turtle.
That is your phone tap on 99.7 DJX. Have an instrument in my hand, and it is a fashioned Kleenex that has like almost like a unicorn spike on the end of it. And I'm going to use this to shove up my nose to attempt to get myself to sneeze. And what we're trying to do is the sneeze with your eyes open trend.
Trend? We're calling this a trend.
It is a trend, Kelly. We didn't make
one person on TikTok was successful at doing this, and now the world has to try it.
Again, you can always tell when Kelly doesn't want to do the little stunts and things that we
like
have
right
planned.
Now.
When she's just like, this is dumb. I don't want to do this.
Dumb, stupid show.
What are we, sheep?
Yes. I mean,
all right. So what do you have in front of you? What are you going to shove up your nose?
I just went and got some Q-tips out of the bathroom.
Okay. All Q-tips. Right. So the girl she's referring to is Isabel. She's adorable.
She is cute. She laughs at herself.
Yes.
Because she totally kept her eyes open.
Yes, she kept her eyes open. Okay, so if you're following along at 997DJX or on social media, you can watch this all go down. All right. Do you want to try first, Kelly?
I just doubt I'm going to be able to make myself sneeze.
Really?
Yeah.
So,
how far do I have to stick it up there?
That's what she said.
This is another reason why I don't want to do this.
That's what she said. All right.
Another reason.
All right. So, it is the challenge of sneezing with your eyes open. So, Kelly, your eyes have to be open.
Got it.
You go first.
All right.
All right. She's shoving the Q-tip up her nose.
How far I have to go? COVID test.
I know. You sure?
Anything?
I'm not sneezing. Uh-uh.
You can do it. I believe in you.
Try on the other side. Almost.
Uh-huh. Oh!
I can't do it. It's not making me sneeze. All
right, try one more time.
I'll try another one.
Try one more time. Again, if you're just tuning in.
Someone get a screenshot of this. This is really
Kelly
attractive.
Kelly is trying to make herself sneeze.
No, I got nothing.
Are you being too rough? Are you?
I'm being very gentle. I'm going up like far to. Does your nose have a gag reflex? I don't.
Does your nose have a gag reflex? All right.
I'm making my eyes water, but it's not making me sneeze.
All right. This is my attempt. I'm shoving it. Oh.
Yeah. It makes your eyes water, doesn't it? It's not pleasant. It's not pleasant. This is going to end in failure.
Snort.
See, this is what happens when you don't do a test run.
Oh, God.
Gosh, you leave it in there. Yeah.
Oh, God, it's up there high.
Yeah.
I've shoved it in there really far.
Yeah. I'm twisting.
Oh, my eyes are watering.
I coughed. That was not a sneeze.
That hit me.
And my eyes were closed, pretty sure. You have to get a screenshot.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Yeah. It's not easy to try to sneeze on demand.
I am crying right now.
I know.
Oh, my God.
It's making me cough. Again.
You're doing it wrong, man.
Well, how do you do it better than shoving it up your nose?
Oh, God. You gotta sneeze.
I kept my eyes open.
You gotta sneeze. Okay, all right.
So I kept my eyes open coughing.
All right, so maybe
how many more of these do I'm going through an entire box.
You're not reusing your Q-tip?
Oh, yes, I am. I've gone through four. This is number five.
Oh, my gosh.
Because then it gets slimy and gross.
All right, so again, this is the last attempt.
Wasn't nearly as cute as the girl in the TikTok video.
Gosh, she was adorable. Bethany says, make sure to clip Ben saying, I shoved it up there really far.
Why is it making me gag when I put things up my nose? That seems weird.
All right, hang on. Oh, gosh.
Oh, somebody wait, I'm grabbing a screenshot.
Okay, hang on, we're close.
You're turning so red.
We're close.
Is it coming?
We're close.
Come on. Do it for the show. Sneeze, man!
had it. I had it.
And then it oh went away.
God. Okay.
Oh, gosh.
I was there. I was so close.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, no. Text message, y'all. Worse than children. Oh. Yes. No, we are. Oh, I'm 1,000%.
But look
at... And in fact, if your kids decide that they want to spend the afternoon shoving things up their nose, blame Ben Davis.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, gosh. This is really dumb.
Oh, it's going up there. Oh, it's going... Oh, my God. It's going far. If you are just tuning in, we're trying to get ourselves to sneeze.
Oh, wow.
With our eyes open.
Ugh. Yeah, Allison, the new button bar contributions from this segment are amazing.
Hang on, I'm almost there. Oh, God, hang on.
Eyes are open.
Okay.
Eyes are open on
right,
that one.
All right. We'll go ahead.
It's like a cough. We're just going to try.
We're going to give it to Kelly.
Cough, thank you. Tammy's like, just try pepper. I'm not snorting pepper for the show, Tammy. I'm not.
I was trying my hardest to shove it up there pretty far.
Yeah, that's what she said.
All right. Well, that was a great attempt. Thank you, Kelly.
Was it? Really? Yeah. Chelsea's like, you just need to tickle the nostril. Well, I was trying to twist it and tickle. Twist and tickle. That's what I was trying to do.
My wife just texted, you two are dumb.
I tried to tell him, Elizabeth. I did. It's stupid. Shoot.
Well,
why are we doing this?
Obviously,
just let the TikTok girl have her moment.
Obviously, we need pepper, but I didn't think well enough in advance to bring pepper. That'll be our attempt.
That's great.
Thank you guys for
quality radio
coming along on the ride with us. That was tough.
But just your face, though. I got a really good screenshot, though.
I bet you did.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hi, good morning, Desiree.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, thanks for allowing us to talk to you about this, by the way.
Well, thanks for having me. I love your show.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I really actually immediately thought of you right after I did this ridiculous thing, because I knew that you would appreciate it.
Make me happy.
And I'm just hoping that others, maybe some others can like help make me feel better by sharing their dumb injury stories, because mine is so dumb. So,
I love where this is going.
So it started with my wanting to eat a hard-boiled egg, warm. So I put it in the microwave. You could just stop it right there. But I put it in the microwave. You already know where this is going. Right into it, and like this scalding hot egg juice like burns my lip. I'm like,
shocking.
Immediately. Yeah, like shocking.
Ouch. Hot,
my lip, and I have like, and it was just like so sudden, and like almost immediately I have this like visible like burn sore on the bottom of my lip.
Oh no.
Horrible. Oh my God, it looks so bad. And I feel like such an idiot. Like, I'm like, this is the dumbest thing, and it looks so bad. But now I guess this reminder on my face now for like however many days it takes to clear this up. I'm like, oh yeah, don't ever do that again. Ridiculous. So I'll just turn now. That's mine. Please help me feel less like an idiot.
I think it's fun. Like, you know, of course you're reminded of it every single time you look in the mirror, but then every single time someone's like, ooh, you know, what happened? I see that little thing on your lip
and
or
then
whatever.
You have to explain it.
Yeah, hot egg juice. Yeah, it's really, I need to come up with a better story. It's just like, it's too lame.
Hot so, egg juice yeah. just sounds juice. Interesting. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
You know, I appreciate you for one, thinking of us, and two, having the
guts to say this on the radio,
yeah,
instead of just like keeping it to yourself privately.
I probably should have kept it inside, but
you're not the only one on planet Earth, I think, that's ever done this. I have to think there are other people that have done that. Or other, like, okay, equal level of things.
Yeah, misery loves company.
We could start a support group. Yeah. Yes.
Well, hey, put some Neosporin on it and heal
Definitely.
Up. And thank you. Thank you for chatting with us.
Sit back, relax. Thank Others you. Are going to come to your rescue and let you feel like you are not the only one on planet Earth that did that.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I so appreciate it. Thank you so much. And, I'm going to go tend to my wound. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Oh,
she
my gosh.
Fun.
She does. And listen, we put this up on Facebook last night.
Uh-huh.
Many people are rolling in with their own stories, like Jamie. My foot slapped the top edge of the laundry basket when I was taking off leggings, lost my balance, broke my foot.
Oh, gosh.
Holy cow.
Amy said, I broke my ankle. Tore ligaments and Ooh. Tendons.
Oh, no.
Really bad. Doctor said if I played sports, I would be in surgery right then and there, spend 3 months in a boot and crutches. Lots of physical therapy. What did I do? I was making my bed. I lifted the mattress, stepped on box spring to take the dust ruffle off. Boom, rolled it, fell. Mattress fell on top of me.
Oh,
I'm
no.
screaming, crying in pain for help. No one came to help.
Finally, oh, gosh.
Finally, Army crawled out to the hallway where Ooh. My daughter finally comes out of her room and sees me. She thought I was screaming help as a joke to wake her up.
Oh, no.
Oh, my
no.
gosh, Amy.
Dang.
That's
wow.
That's wild.
There's so many broken ankles. Sherry, I went outside to water my hanging baskets last Wednesday, slipped on a doormat, fell, broke both of my ankles, having
my
surgery
gosh.
This Wednesday. Who does that?
Yeah, who does that? All right. I want to hear more of these at Ben and Kelly Show or 502-795-1997. Your stupid injury stories. Wait till you hear Heather's. It involves causing panic at the beach.
Uh-oh.
So we talked to a listener who, long story short, wanted to microwave a hard-boiled egg and burnt her lip. She's got a visible burn sore on her bottom lip. It looks horrible. She's like, misery loves company. I want to hear some more of these stories just so I don't feel so alone.
Bless her heart. And there are many people rolling in with support. For example, Penny drank a bottle of Jose. Passed out on my face, literally. Woke up still intoxicated, noticed all the blood, and my nose was ginormous. I called 911, told them someone had killed my nose. EMS, police, fire, all showed up, taken to the hospital with a broken nose.
Oh, wow.
Yikes.
Amy, who said, I flipped my head upside down after getting out of the shower to put a towel on my head, pulled a muscle in my lower back, couldn't walk straight for a week.
Oh, ouch.
Yep.
Yeah. Lindsay, one time we were watching Cobra Kai, and I thought, I can do that. Long, embarrassing story. I hi-yahed the coffee table, and the coffee table won. He married this, and he's welcome for the nonstop unnecessary entertainment.
Tracy texted in, I busted my lip open, trying to get the covers out from underneath myself. Hand slipped, punched myself in the face. And then Heather...
All right, so 3 years ago, me and my family and friends were in Florida, and we were sitting about knee-deep, but we were sitting down so in the ocean, so I was about maybe to my chest in water. We were sitting there for about 30 minutes, and I stood up, and my knee popped. I start screaming, and everybody thinks I'm getting ate by a shark because I'm screaming hysterically.
Oh, no, no, no.
So people are running out of the water. No one knows what's really going on. Long story short, I had to be carried out of the water to my car, to the emergency room, ended the trip early, had two knee surgeries.
Oh, my gosh.
All because you got up out of the ocean?
That's it. All I did was stand up.
Oh, my gosh. Two knee surgeries? Bless your heart.
And you caused a panic at the beach. So,
yes.
I mean, win-win.
I did.
I mean, knees are overrated anyways, right, Heather?
Uh-huh.
They are. They definitely are.
Thanks, Heather. That's funny.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to need some theme music for another one if you can find me some NSYNC. First, Jessica. The morning before my wedding, I was going to make avocado toast for breakfast.
Okay.
must have been feeling a bit spicy, because rather than pitting it the normal way with the length of a knife, I decided to do it like an axe murderer with a steak knife. Next thing I knew, I had a hand avocado kebab on a steak knife.
Ow!
Somehow I managed to not cut anything important. My now hubby rinsed it out really well, poured alcohol on it till it stopped bleeding, then super glued it shut.
Yeah, I've done the whole super glue thing before. That works.
Yeah, she said when people told me to go to the ER, I told them I didn't have time for that. It's the morning of her wedding.
Oh my gosh.
And then Kimberly, I'm going to need the NSYNC for this.
Okay.
When I was in eighth grade, I was sprinting through the house so I could tape NSYNC on the Rosie O'Donnell show. They were promoting No Strings Attached. I stepped on a dog bone, sprained the ever-loving bejesus out of my ankle. From like mid-calf, all over my foot was just swelling and bruising for weeks.
Oh, no.
And when I tell you that, my ankle has never been the same since.
Another musical memory of a stupid injury. Uh-huh. Lindsay said, dancing at age 40 to Get Low. I got low, and my thigh went out so far I had to push it back in. I had to have an MRI, x-ray, physical therapy, and almost a year later is still not 100%. I'm now in the you scared category when I hear this song. Don't do it, Lindsay! It's not worth it! Don't do it, Lindsay! Go to the window, to the wall!
Oh my God! Oh, she did. She said, I got low.
She said, I got low. And my hips were like, no, you didn't.
Oh, bless her heart. A year later, we're still paying for that.
Oh, that's funny.
It's a great.
Good stories. Good stories. If you've got one you want to share, you can always do it up on our Facebook page at Ben and Kelly Show. But this, again, misery loves company here. Love this. Play a game called Minute to Win It, where we're giving you 60 seconds to answer 10 simple pop culture questions. So we'll introduce you to Juanita calling us from Shepherdsville. Hi, Juanita.
Hi, Ben. How are you?
I'm doing well. Say hi to Kelly.
Hi.
Hi, Kelly. Good morning.
Good morning.
So Juanita is a little embarrassed and a little nervous, so we need to take it easy on her. She called on a whim, didn't think I'd pick up, and here we are now talking.
Oh, I'm not going to answer. I'll just keep
calling. Right. I'll just try just to see. And whoops. Oh, hang
here
on.
You're in the hot seat.
Uh-oh. Juanita's got brownish hair, drives a blue Toyota RAV4, is an insurance agent, has been married for 17 years.
Oh, look at that.
And didn't lose, came in third in her eighth grade spelling bee because she couldn't spell subdue.
Oh, but you can now, though, right? You can now.
I absolutely can now.
Yes, you can.
It's because...
That's the kind of thing that sticks
because
with you.
Why now? Because your husband is a police officer and...
Yep, law enforcement, and he subdues criminals all the time.
There you go.
There you go. Look at that. Comes full circle.
Yeah. 17 full years. Circle. Juanita, what's the secret?
Stay as far apart from each other as you can. No, I'm kidding.
Me time.
All right. You do your thing. I'll do mine. We'll meet in the middle third Tuesday of every month.
That works.
You know what I mean?
That works.
Okay.
Do you have a set date, Juanita? Sorry, I don't want to get too personal, but...
Oh, no, you are already getting too personal.
What?
Well, Juanita, you don't have to answer.
So, yeah, more often than that.
Okay, good. Right,
that's good. That's all good.
Right, he gets so sidetracked.
Oh, my God.
He really does.
I just really like...
So intrusive.
I try to go until Kelly... I can feel Kelly blushing. On her end.
We're there.
Yeah, all right.
We're almost there.
All right, Juanita. 10 questions, 60 seconds on the clock. Your clock will start after I've finished asking the first question. Are you ready?
I am.
All right, here we go. Automaker VW stands for what?
Volkswagen.
Yes. The Twitter logo contains what animal?
A bird.
The Dave's Double is a hamburger from what fast food restaurant?
Wendy's.
Who sang the hits Shivers and Thinking Out Loud?
No, Ed Sheeran.
Yes. U of L's mascot is the blank.
The Cardinal.
Wizards of Waverly Place starred what current pop star slash actress?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, Selena Gomez. Oh, God, no, that's not
yes.
it.
Yes, no, that's it. That's
true,
it. That's
true, it. True or false? Justin Bieber is British.
False.
The color green is a mix of blue and what?
Oh, my goodness. Blue and yellow.
What is Lady Gaga's real first name?
Oh, my God, I have no idea.
You want to pass?
Pass, yeah.
Miley Cyrus's famous dad is?
Billy Ray.
What is Lady Gaga's real first name?
Oh my gosh, how many times do I have?
Stephanie! Stephanie! Stephanie!
Kelly, are you all right?
My throat. Sorry, yeah, I had a little tickle in my throat.
Kelly, you didn't even give me a hint!
Did! Kelly had a tickle in her throat!
Stephanie!
Oh, Stephanie! I,
yes!
Yes! Stephanie!
I had to try to disguise my hint with my tickle in my throat.
Juanita, you Sorry. Got nine correct!
Slaying the
Yay.
Game!
Wow!
Your hesitation at the Cardinal mascot, though, gave me a little bit of a heart palpitation. I was like, of all the ones to not get, she got it, though. She got it.
Oh, Juanita, you were worried you'd embarrass yourself, and look,
I was.
You slayed it.
The
you did
queen
great.
Of the game.
Yes, you did great.
Yay.
All right. Hold your head high. Congratulations. You win.
Thank you. Thank you.
You should celebrate with the Hubs tonight.
Yes.
I will.
Date night.
Hang on a second.
It's
what?
Tuesday.
Is this Tuesday? Yes! All right.
Yes.
Let's give you some music. Oh, let's set the mood.
I cannot.
What's your husband's name?
Oh, my God. He's going to kill me, Daryl.
Daryl.
Oh, Juanita and Daryl.
Why don't you
It's going to be
on,
a night.
Why don't you put on that badge? I've been a naughty, naughty person.
Oh, with you.
All right, Juanita, thanks for playing. Hang on
You're
a quick.
You're welcome.
Hang on a quick sec, okay? Hang
yes,
on.
Sir.
She's never calling her again.
Oh. Oh, that was fun. I feel like I'm there.
Yeah, we all do. We all do.
Okay. All right. If you want to...
Oh my God.
I just want to marinate in this.
I'm just happy for Juanita.
Yeah.
Daryl,
yeah.
It's going right. to be a fun night tonight.
Juanita and Daryl. Yeah. Right, Kelly, what's the setting the bar story?
It's an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, people do stupid things all the time to try to get followers. Well, this would probably be another example of that. So if you could manage to make it through the day without jumping into an alligator enclosure for views, you're doing okay.
Crikey!
It's funny you say that because that's exactly what this dude did in Busch Gardens, Tampa. They're trying to work with authorities to figure out who this dude is.
All right, guys. So today we're going to be jumping into the crocodile exhibit. Ooh, crikey.
No.
Okay. Oh, seriously.
First of all.
I think mine was better.
Well, he does it a couple more times.
Okay.
But so this is the clip from the video where the dude's name is Jupa. And he,
Jupa, crikey.
Right.
This is insane. Let's get a closer look, shall we? Just to see how it is. We have never been this close to the alligator. The crocodiles, guys. Crikey!
Oh, OMG. That is the worst Steve Irwin impression I believe I've ever heard.
Yep.
And look how big good. That bugger is. We are exploring the Amazon rainforest. This is really crazy.
Yeah, so then at the very end, you can start to hear someone yelling at him to get out of the enclosure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he does. And so, like I said, the team at Busch Gardens says no injuries were sustained by the guest employees or the animals, which that's the biggest thing about the whole thing. Yes, of course, you could be in danger when you get into a wild animal's cage.
Right, which is why they discourage it.
I mean, I feel like that's obvious.
Yeah.
But then also the animal could be at risk too. And even if you don't do anything to the animal, like, there's stress that is put on the animal by, you know, jumping into those enclosures, because all of a sudden he's like, wait, hang on.
I'd be stressed out if I was the alligator.
Yeah, it's like, wait a minute, hang on a second, what's this dude doing?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, exactly. So, again, if you can manage...
he's on video. Like, he's, like, they know who he is, right? But they just haven't decided if they're going to press any charges?
Well, I think they're working together with authorities to try to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah. Figure it out.
Right. So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without jumping into an alligator enclosure,
uh-huh,
just for some clout, you're doing okay.
Not good.
That is
not good.
Setting the bar story on 99.7 DJX. I have a new dog, and I was thinking about this the other day before I built the fence and enclosed our backyard. We were training our puppy, and probably I've realized one of the most embarrassing things that can happen as an adult is when you don't have control over your own dog.
Sure.
And you know, look. He's a puppy. He's learning. He's not going to hurt a fly. He's just really excited to see anyone. So, just the other day before, like I said, we had our back fence all built and fenced in. I'm out in the backyard. The dog I thought was right up next to me. And I was one of those things where I was like, typically we'll put him on like a little lead when we take him out in the backyard, but I didn't want to do that. I was like, it's early in the morning. There's not going to be anybody out. And sure enough, I look over and someone's walking their dog, and I look down and my dog's not there, and he's running over to say, hey,
yep.
And I'm like, stop. Nope. And then I'm trying to like tell the person that's walking, like, hey, he's okay.
He's like, sorry.
And like, oh, it's so embarrassing.
And then they're mad, right? Did they get a little huffy?
Well, it's just, you know, the dog startles them and
yes.
and their dog. And so it's
yeah,
just
the,
a
their
thing.
Dog gets agitated yes. and is like, what's up?
Yeah, it's just a thing.
Yeah. No, that happens a lot. Like, we have to look both ways down the street to see if anyone looks like they're coming from like a mile away.
Mm-hmm.
And then let the girls out because, yes, they will go greet walkers, dog walkers, anybody. They want to go sniff some butts, say hello. And not everyone, you think that everyone wants to see your precious, precious little pug princesses. Not everybody
That's
does.
That's not the case.
Shockingly, not everybody does.
Right. And then I saw the average person has 84 of these minor embarrassing things happen to them every single year. 84.
And
wow. I was like, wow. Okay. Like some of the biggest ones were laundry mistakes, like shrinking stuff, turning it into a different color, having to admit it, you know.
But like, then are we wearing it out and that's how we're having to admit it?
Well, maybe that is your partner's or it's your kids
okay.
and you're just like, you know, you kind of got to go and explain it to them what happened. Saying hi to someone you thought you knew, but it was a total stranger.
Yeah.
Or one of the things that I always thought was embarrassing was when you thought someone was looking at you and going, hey, and like raising their hands. And so you're
yep.
like,
and you're waving back. Hey,
and you're like, hey, and then
I
you
don't
see
know
the,
you.
The person behind you going, hey, and
hey,
walk past
oh,
you. And you're like, oh, yeah, you were talking to them. trying to unlock your car and then realizing that's not your car.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Or just simply wandering around the parking lot. Not remembering where you parked?
Minor embarrassing things. Now, Becca, this kind of turned, this could have been really embarrassing.
This actually happened to me for real.
Uh-huh.
At the gas station where you're pumping your gas. I don't even know what I was thinking. But yeah, I got in my car and I started driving off while it was still attached.
No.
And luckily, the person at the pump next to me, like, threw their hands in the air and caught it before complete disaster.
Oh, my
oh
gosh.
This tops the charts for the most embarrassing thing as an adult I have had to live through. And
yeah.
It is not funny like it is on the show.
Like it is on
oh,
the show.
Okay, yeah, got it.
Thank you for that. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow. How? Well, that's why they are built to disconnect if that happens, because that's... happened many times before.
Well, just a couple weeks ago, I had the secondary embarrassment for this car that I saw, drive into a ditch when they were trying to park.
Oh, no.
And it was one of those things where I had avoided this ditch when I was trying to look for a parking spot. And it was kind of out in the park area. And so it wasn't paved parking spots. And so I avoided it. And then, we park and we get out and we go over and we see this car. And we're like, no. And they're like, it's just like one of those things where you're like, oh,
and then do you immediately pretend like you didn't see it and just go about your business so that they don't feel mortified that you witnessed their bad choice?
Yeah. Of course, that's what you do.
Yes, that's the courteous thing to do. Ignore them. Try not to help.
Got a message. Oh my gosh. Got a message from a listener. When I went to London on a school trip, I walked around for over an hour getting out of the train with my skirt tucked up into my backpack and my bum was right there on the show.
Oh my gosh. Oh no.
She said what made it worse was the back of my underwear had OMG in hot pink capital letters. That's
funny. Oh, Justin opened the car door, started to get in. Not my car. Guy in the seat was startled.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, that is. or when you think, you've ordered an Uber, and it's like your Uber's on the way, and you see a car pull up, and you're like, oh, here it is.
Must be it.
It's not it.
Not an Uber.
Not it. Oh, my gosh. Oh,
Tracy says, I have a 120-pound Rottweiler, so when she wants to go sniff a butt, she takes off to go sniff said butt, taking me with her. There's nothing I can do about it.
Another listener messaged us. I had a great day at the water park the other day. Toward the afternoon, a woman comes up to me and whispers in my ear that I have a problem with my swimsuit. I reached behind, noticed a huge gap. Apparently, the fabric was torn right in the middle, and you could see my white, untanned butt crack.
No!
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
How embarrassing.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Thank goodness that person told you.
And then there's Todd. Oh, no. I was at a friend's party. Super drunk.
No.
Ran up to a group of people and said, watch this. Then I proceeded to run and dive into a bounce house only for the Velcro lined entrance to grab my sweats and boxers and pull them down to my ankles.
Oh my gosh.
I'll never forget the looks of horror on their faces when I laid there on my back with my legs in the air showing off all my goodies.
Oh, wow. Oh my gosh. Pissed by the bounce house.
Here, watch this.
Oh no. That's not what I wanted you to watch.
No. Oh, that's funny. So any man within the sound of my voice probably needs to listen up, or really, honestly, anybody within the sound of my voice needs to listen up, especially if you want to be more sexy.
Okay.
So when you think, Kelly, let me ask you first, when you think sexiness in a guy, all right, and we're talking specifics, all right, not just in general, like specifics, if he's wearing a button shirt, how many buttons undone is the most sexy for you?
I would say probably two, not more than two. That looks like you're trying too hard.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, if you're doing three or four, that's like, what are you in, Miami?
Exactly. Like, exactly.
You better have a shaven chest and have the chest that looks like Hercules.
Right.
But you're right. Most people say it's sexiest when men unbutton the top two buttons of their shirt.
Okay. All right.
I'm not wearing a collared shirt right now, so I don't have buttons to worry about.
Well, you got a V-neck, so.
I have a T-shirt on, so that's, it's different. Ankles, sexiest part of a man, 3% said that was the answer.
Yeah, I've never really noticed the ankles.
When you think sexy on a man, what part of their body?
That's not the one I think about. First of all, I'm attracted to a cute face. Then if you've got a nice overall build, like broad shoulders, like, you know. You look like
you could carry you.
Yes.
Right.
You're buff.
Okay. Yeah. Well, this is kind of, the number one answer, biceps being the number most sexiest part of a man.
Mm-hmm.
Jewelry, yes or no on a guy? Sexy? Yes? No?
It depends. If you're wearing lots of it, probably not. But I don't mind, like, a chain, necklace or, a nice watch. Is that considered jewelry? I think it is.
Is a watch considered jewelry?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, about half of people say yes, sexy, and then that means half say no. But it's funny because I was showing pictures, or my wife was showing pictures to my daughters of, like, I don't know, us a long time ago when we were maybe just dating. And that was back when, you know, the hemp necklaces used to be a thing on guys.
Oh, were they? Okay.
What do you mean, were they?
I missed that phase. Like, none of the guys I knew wore those.
Well, I'm not saying guys, maybe the guys that you were around didn't wear them. But,
okay.
But yes, I had,
was that an Ohio thing?
I wanted I wanted to say that at one point I had two, because one wasn't enough. Hemp necklaces that I was wearing.
Did they have beads in them and stuff?
Yeah. They would have like little beads and stuff like that woven into them sometimes. But yeah, I had two of those. And my daughters were just like, whoa. You wore a necklace?
And you said, listen, it was fashion back then. Like, listen, it was fashion.
This is fashion!
Yeah.
All right, hey, when you think of guys wearing a color and sexy, what color comes to mind?
Oh, I like guys wearing pink.
Okay.
Or purple, like pastel colors.
Okay.
That can look really good, especially if they got a little tan.
Okay. Majority say black on men is the sexiest. However, red being the one color that they are not turned on by.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, Cards fans.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess.
Tragic.
I guess if you're wearing just red, then oof, man. So anyways. And then as far as facial hair versus non-facial hair?
Yeah. Well, I'm a sucker for a clean-shaven face. I've basically told my husband he's not allowed to grow any facial hair.
Which, by the way, I shared a TikTok on my Instagram story.
Uh-huh.
It's of a guy that's like, hey, let's see how long it takes for my girlfriend to realize I've shaved a mustache into my face.
Gosh.
And he just says, hey, babe. And immediately she's like, what the?
Yeah, instantaneous. That is something you instantaneously notice.
Yeah, but I will say, Kelly, you are now in the minority. With women who say that clean-shaven faces are sexy, a whopping 56% say now they enjoy some sort of facial hair. So there you go. There's just a couple things to enjoy for guys. If you're listening, just keep that in mind. If you're trying to rekindle things with your partner or find a new one.
Maybe take this little list and go on a little, do a little interview with your lady and say, listen, where do you stand on all these?
Hey, before I get started, button, yes, one button, no, one button, three buttons.
Too much, right?
Three too much? Too much.
It's too much. It's too much.
Too much of that hair poking through, right? I figured I would open up the Pandora's box. That is, why did you get sent to the principal's office? So Kelly, I guess we can start with you.
Okay. I was in the first grade and Carl on the playground was throwing rocks. And well, when rocks were being thrown at me, I'm like, well, I'm not going to not throw them back. Mm. So I was tossing back his way. The principal, Ms. Brown, comes out and says, anybody throwing rocks needs to be in my office right now. And if I find out you were throwing rocks and you didn't come to my office, even bigger trouble.
Oh, no.
So I was like, well, I guess I got to go.
Yeah.
And then I had to stay in recess and I had to tell the whole class why. Humiliating. And I was wearing the cutest little jumper that day with a little ladybug on the front. I looked so innocent.
Is that what ruined your scholarship to Purdue?
No. No. Didn't even get offered one. They just let me in because mom and dad were paying.
You know what? That works too.
Yep.
That works too.
We'll take your dad's money. Yep. I did help pay my way through, though. I got jobs.
We're not talking about that, though. I want to know what landed you in the principal's office. I will tease my... I have.
How many times did you go? You more than one?
I have... Two that come to mind. I do know of several others that I was called in for questioning.
Oh, called in for questioning.
Yeah, I wasn't the guilty party, but I was called in for questioning because
I have knowledge of it.
I was always around the person or people that were doing the bad thing. Sometimes I was in, sometimes I was not. But I have two, and one of them involves Tim stabbing me.
Oh.
All right. So I'll tell you that story coming up here next. And then want to hear more of why did you get landed into the principal's office?
It only took me one time, and I turned away from my life of crime.
Your life of crime. You're like, you know what? Scared straight. I was scared straight after that. No way. I do not like being on this side of the law.
Yep.
What landed you in the principal's office? Real quick on Facebook, Heather said, my Backstreet Boys necklace was inappropriate.
How is that inappropriate?
I've been wearing it for months. It just somehow ended up outside my shirt one day. I refused to take it off. Boom, principal's office.
Oh, man. That is. Well, yeah, some schools have like a no jewelry policy.
Yeah. Missy wrote, well, I got caught with a fifth of Jack Daniels.
Why do you have that at school? Was it show and tell and you were just confused as to what it is?
You're like, hey, show and tell. Look at this.
This is my daddy's prized possession.
Oh, my gosh. That is funny.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that was good. All right. So I had been called to the principal's office for several different reasons. A lot of times it was just to give my side of the story. Maybe I was a witness in some sort of dastardly thing that happened.
You're a professional snitch.
Look, I went to public school. Things like that happened, right? You know? But there was a time in, I want to say, seventh grade. I had a desk right behind Tim Bauman. And Tim, we used to do things, you know, just mess with each other in class, right?
Now, you're from Columbus, Ohio. We should just mention you're not putting Tim on blast who lives here locally.
I don't care if Tim was living locally. Okay. Tim Bauman deserves this.
Okay.
Anyways, Tim Bauman was sitting in front of me. And so I did something so what I would do a lot of times is I would just wad up little pieces of paper and drop them gently into his hair. And
oh
so,
my God.
And so when he would get up, like all this would just fall onto the ground, right?
And he'd be confused, like, what is happening?
Yeah, so he discovered that I was doing that. So he took his number two Dixon Ticonderoga pencil and stabbed my leg.
Oh, wow.
And Kelly, I could tell you to this day, there is
still a mark
of Tim Bauman on my leg. But here's the thing. I got sent to the principal's office because I yelled.
Oh, wow.
I was like,
Also, you instigated the stabbing with your actions.
Okay, but that wasn't the reason I got sent to the principal's office. I got sent because I yelled because Tim Bauman stabbed me with a pencil. Tim should have taken the fall, not me.
So wait, he didn't get sent to the principal's office either for being the stabber?
No!
Did you not just say he stabbed me?
I did! And there
you have the proof. There's a mark still, so I'm guessing.
There was a blood on my leg!
Oh, God!
Yes!
And they didn't send the stabber.
No,
they sent the victim.
They sent the victim to the principal's office.
You were victim shamed.
So I was, I had to then pay for my getting stabbed in the ankle by Tim Bauman with a pencil. Another time.
That's tragic.
Another time, I wore...
You clearly never got justice, did you?
No. I harbor that injustice to this day.
That is
evidence. And
in
fact, I can look, and it looks like a dark freckle. It looks like a dark freckle, but it is on my ankle.
You should, like, take a picture of that, circle it, and then label it with Tim Bauman, and put it on socials.
Recognize this, Tim! Recognize it? Do you feel shame yet, Tim?
I feel like this could help in your therapy moving past it. Putting him on blast in this way.
Kelly, I don't need therapy. I have this radio show.
Oh, okay, got it.
This is where I get it all out.
I'm so happy for all of us that you get to work through this.
And there was another time that came to mind because I was so proud of this shirt that I got. I got a Nike shirt. And look, when growing up, I didn't get a whole lot of name brand things. But I got this shirt. It was a Nike brand shirt. And it was one of those that said something like, eat right, drink plenty of fluids, go like hell, or something like that.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh.
And so
you wore that to school.
And so it was the uh-oh. First part was on the front of the shirt.
Oh no.
And the go like hell was yeah. on the back of the shirt.
Oh no.
And so
that's a bad word. We don't wear that to school.
Yeah, they made me go to the principal's office
yeah.
for
did
that.
Did you have to change? Did you have to call your mom, get you a new shirt?
I did have to put I had to cover it up. I think I had a sweatshirt or a jacket with me, so I had to wear the jacket the rest of the day, and then yeah, I was not allowed to wear that back to wear that to school. And my mom did, she did scold me for wearing that Nike shirt to school when, even though it was a Christmas present or it was a birthday present and I was so proud of uh-huh. it, I wasn't allowed to wear it to school. So that was, that was now dubbed a play school, or a play shirt, not a school shirt.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah, so anyways.
There's a time and place for this, Benjamin.
All right, I don't know if anybody else has any fun stories of them getting sent to the principal's office, but I don't know if you can beat my Tim Bauman stabbing me and me getting sent to the principal's office story, but let's hear it, all right?
I feel like we are all now rallying around you in the fact that you never got justice.
Injustice!
You were, yes, you were... sent by mistake. Yeah, yeah. They got the wrong guy.
I know.
The wrong perp.
I know. There were plenty of moments in my life where I needed to be there, but.
How much time did you do in the principal's office?
I don't remember, Kelly. Mm. You know, it was a fleeting moment in my life. I was seething with rage at Tim the entire time. So time just basically stood still.
Still need to see the mark. Put it on the socials.
All right. We're sharing our fun. Why did you get sent to the principal's office stories with one another? I have posted the photo of the stab mark that I still have to this day, thanks to Tim, who stabbed me when he was sitting in front of me on his desk in the leg. And I got sent to the principal's office because I yelped.
It's just tragic.
Injustice. So yeah.
I mean, they punished the wrong person.
They did. You can see that on the thread, by the way, at Ben and Kelly Show. And I'll post it up on the, Ben and Kelly Show Instagram story. So you can see it there. All right. A lot of people are commenting that their school uniform was too short. Principal's office.
Oh, yes. Yep. They have rules. You got to, like, go to the knee or whatever. And then, yeah, it's in the handbook. And then you'll have to, you know, get a change of clothes. Mom will have to come and bring a change of clothes.
And listen, Amy is on my side and says, my only time in the principal's office also involves a Tim.
Oh, boy.
He punched me more than once, so I finally pushed him away, and he fell in his chair. Teacher saw me. Tim was crying, and boom, off I went. Still hold my rage at Tim. Yeah.
Oh, dang.
Yeah.
Again, wrongly accused.
Yes.
Oh, that is tragic.
Someone texted and said, clearly Ben has not moved past this incident. Listen, it's not that I haven't moved past it. It's that what I do, and this is a little bit about me, I take everything, every injustice that happens in my life, every little amount of stress, and I just put it in the little jar that is in my body.
Box.
Yeah, uh-huh. In the little jar, right? Uh-huh. And so when that jar gets full, I just push it down, right? And uh-huh. and when it gets full again, I just push it down and I turn the lid a little tighter, right? And just every now and then, some stuff just leaks out. You know?
When you get triggered with a conversation, like, you know, you pose a question. Hey, when did you get sent to the principal's office? And then things come to the surface.
Yep.
And the jar opens.
Yep. All right.
And out it comes.
Jessica.
Okay, so junior year in high school, zero problem kid. I was officer on National Honor Society. I was the captain of the soccer team. But in my advanced English class, they were making us draw vocabulary words, uh-huh. which I thought was ridiculous. So the word that they gave me was obliterate.
Okay.
So I drew a stick man. And again, this is in the 90s.
Yeah.
So the kid beside me, I was like, can you draw a gun on here?
Oh, my God.
So terrible. Absolutely terrible. So I get up in front of the class and I'm like, hey, my word is obliterate. This guy's obliterating himself.
Oh, my God.
And then I sit down. So then the next period, I get called to the principal's office. They don't even have the original drawing. They've done a copy of it because it's black and white because this the stick guy was actually blue.
Oh.
So then they're like, you know, we need to discuss this. They think I'm going to do something bad at the school.
Right, right, right.
Yes,
and
yes.
I'm just like, what we should be concerned about is that we're juniors in high school and we're having to draw vocabulary words.
That is true. You couldn't get past that.
You're missing the point, principal.
Real stickler about it, apparently, at 17.
Oh, my gosh. Well,
but
Jessica.
But, you know, also kudos to the school staff for talking to you about it.
I mean, know.
They did their due diligence in this situation.
They did their due diligence.
It was bad. I was bad. That was bad.
Yeah, yeah. But I'll tell you, you know, public school in the 90s, man, that was just the Wild West.
It was.
It was.
All right, Jessica, hey, thank you so much.
Yep.
All right. Another from Dustin, not my proudest moment, but gave a girl a purple nurple after she kicked me in the crotch.
Oh my gosh.
You don't do that.
No,
you don't do the purple nurples.
No, you do not do that. You do not do that.
Listen,
you do not do that.
Dustin, you need to write Ashley a thank or an apology today.
Uh-huh.
Just
that
say, you
needs
know what?
Happen.
Been thinking a lot about this recently and
and then Charity says in fifth grade, my teacher paid me in school bucks to sit next to the troublemaker. No. I told her I didn't want to, but she didn't care, LOL. At the end of the year, I wrote a report on a typewriter, by the way,
yeah.
that was worth a huge part of my grade.
Oh.
Justin picked on me every day.
Oh.
But this day, he went too far. Oh. While I was in the restroom, he ripped my report into tiny pieces and stuck his gum in the middle of them all.
Ooh.
When I came back to find this, I lost my mind, stabbed his leg with my pencil. Another stabbing. He had to have it surgically removed.
I'm telling you, listen, the picture that I posted doesn't do the injustice any justice because it is there. How,
in person, it's
how
a little
many
bit more
decades later?
Yeah.
I know, right?
Well, it sounds like Justin probably is in the same situation, especially if he had to have his surgically removed.
I know,
she said,
sure.
By the way, the principal hated Justin because he was always in his office for being bad, so I didn't get in trouble.
Oh, wow.
Ooh,
all
she
right.
got away with the stabbing, just like Tim.
All right, so if you want, you can always share your story up on Facebook. We have a bunch of them up there, @Ben and Kelly Show.